649 1320 WILS. So let's talk some more. I want to talk about Bill O'Reilly. Maybe we can talk about Alex Jones, too. We're joined by Doug Giles. He's the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, author of many books, the latest, a coloring book for college crybabies. Hey, Doug, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, what's shaking, big dog?
And what, it's hanging here. What you, usually when we talk, you're puffing on a cigar, you're kind of wrapping up the day. Where are you at right now?
You know, I'm actually getting ready to split for Phoenix. Got some filming, got a little speaking engagement with some bros. Definitely be smoking later on tonight after I get off the plane there.
What, you said you're filming something there?
Yeah, we've got an incredible series. I can't tip my hand though, but you're going to enjoy it. I guarantee it when it hits the planet.
Okay, what is it? Can you tell us where it's going to appear or anything like that? Or?
It'll be on Clash Daily. We've got a humongous audience over there, so we have millions every month. So we'll unleash the beast over there.
Yeah. Now you're based out of Texas, am I right?
Yeah, Austin, Texas area.
Because I want to talk about Bill, but have you been following this Alex Jones situation at all?
I live right outside of Austin, so.
Let me break it down very quickly. He does that show InfoWars. He's known for all his conspiracy theories. Now, he's going through a custody battle, and his attorneys have now said that he's basically playing a character. He's a performance artist. Here's a little bit of him ranting about it, driving to court, actually, yesterday.
You know, I am an actor. We're all actors, but I believe in what I stand for. I'm not an actor as my main identity, but I'm a talented person. You ever, with your wife or whatever, had role play? You're an actor. Does that mean you're not a real person?
So is he losing any credibility here?
Oh, my God, man. I think he's got a hole in his boat. You know, will the devotees still follow him? Probably. Will those who take some of his stuff? Because he is, you know, like a broken clock. He is right on some things, but he's definitely in an alternate universe on some stuff. You know, when your lawyer says in a custody battle that you're an actor, and the people that are following him thinks that, you know, he's John the Baptist, that could be a blow to his core audience.
Well, the problem is, you know, he's made all kinds of statements, and now he's trying to make sure he has some custody. And you're a pretty straightforward speaking guy. Would you, what would you do if you were confronted with every comment you've ever made on the air?
If I was confronted with every comment that I made on the air?
In a courtroom setting, exactly.
Oh, it's ugly, man. It's definitely not pretty, especially divorce court. And, and if you're a lightning rod like Alex Jones, you know, it's gonna be bad. If it was me, I would just like say, you know, oops, and okay, let's split custody and let's call this a day.
Yeah,
it's gonna get worse.
I think at this point, his wife doesn't want his kids around him at all. She's, from what I heard, that they're starting to kind of repeat everything he's been saying. So, Doug, let me ask you this, because I wanted to, Bill O'Reilly. Obviously, the news today is the Fox is dropping Bill O'Reilly, and my question to you is, do you think he needed to go?
Well, here's the thing. I've got a bunch of thoughts on this. First of all, to the people, especially on the left, especially in Hollywood and in the media, what did they think was going to happen? You get super hot girls that are sporting more leg and cleavage than a Baywatch set, seeking employment and advancement from super wealthy heterosexual egotists who look like Lurch and Uncle Fester. Uh-huh. Michael, to me, it's not like, how could this have happened? To me, it's like, how could this not have happened?
It was bound to happen. Now, in terms of his behavior, was that across the line then?
Well, I mean, if it's true, and he paid out, you know what, five ladies to the tune of $13 million, but when that's settled, that's settled. I don't see why he should continually be crucified. You know, some of it's like nearly 20 years old and stuff. So I don't know, man. Did he do it? Was he creeping on him? It looks kind of like it. It looks kind of Bill Cosby-ish. But to me, I love the selective outrage, Michael, of the left. They didn't say diddly squat when Bill Clinton raped women, when Juanita Broderick, when he groped Kathleen Willey, when he had sex with Monica. It was hee-haw. They celebrate sex in all of its bizarre and weirdest forms, and now all of a sudden there are these pilgrim pearl-clutching evangelicals who are aghast that there is there's sex banter in the workplace.
But some would say the issue is that Bill O'Reilly claims he's conservative values, something that Bill Clinton really did not, and that's the hypocrisy that gets him. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, he did, you know, he is the traditional values, wrote his latest book, Old School. And I say that if any guy has, first of all, guys, if you're in a workplace and you're around a lot of women, keep your mouth shut, keep against the wall. And in your hiring process, don't hire any hot chicks. Have somebody in human resources open their mouth if they have more than three teeth and an IQ of 50, don't hire them. I mean, it's like you can't, you know, it's right. Just anybody can say anything, Michael. We could hang up and I could say, hey, your producer propositioned me on the phone. I could run with that on ClashDaily.com. Your advertisers would crap on you by the end of the next week and your career's over.
Just like that. So what, when you see this predicament, well, he's kind of got himself into it. And he was even recorded by one of the producer, right, that they paid $9 million to. Do you think, I mean, is he done for or is he going to have a second life after this?
Bro, I don't know. Where do you go if you're O'Reilly? You know, CNN, definitely not going to have him. I don't know if he would want to dance with them either, nor the other floundering cable news network, but it could be their meal ticket. They could completely hold their nose at O'Reilly and what he brings to the table. But, you know, if he pays the bills, and again, these people don't care. It's about numbers, nickels, and noses.
I mean, I get, look, guys and girls may have different perspectives on this, but in terms of how much of this is happening, do you think this is a common thing that's happening out in the workforce right now, this kind of behavior?
Bro, I don't know, but it's pumped into our psyches daily via television. Every binge show on HBO, Netflix, and Amazon Prime augers for this stuff.
When you're working with a woman, would you even comment on her appearance, on how she's dressed, anything like that ever?
Bro, I have not worked with a woman that didn't have my last name directly for the last 20 years simply for this. And I think Billy Graham was shrewd as a serpent when he said, I'm not going to be in an elevator alone, a car alone, an office alone. Uh-huh. All my staff are going to be men. I want you to come in, sweep the rooms before I walk in it, because he knew that one chick can say one untoward thing about him and you know, the Billy Graham evangelical ministries collapse. So, you know, it's a wicked, weird world out there. And I would err on the side of caution. And things could be completely misconstrued nowadays, man.
Yeah. Do you think a typical woman would actually do something like that, though? To
pop out? I don't know. It's getting freaky. I mean, what is a typical woman? You know, I would also tell the girls, listen, if you jam your puppies up in some guy's face and he looks at them, you know, don't be aghast at it. You know, they're staring at him, so he's staring back. And here's another thing for the girls. And I told my daughters this, and both of them are black belts in the first black belts in the world in Helio Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, who's the founder of the whole Jiu-Jitsu movement. If some guy makes an awkward grab for your breast or your butt or says anything or does anything, take him out. Absolutely take him out. Break his arm. Choke him out. Film it. Put it on Facebook Live. You know what? There'll be a big message that'll go forth, and this kind of junk will not go on for month after month, year after year. Some of these people that are accusing O'Reilly and Ailes were doing this stuff for months, and some of them for years.
Well, like, a lot of it was verbal, too, from what I understand. It was mostly him making comments, and there was some recordings that he was on.
Yeah, but have enough, you know, ladies, have enough self-respect that your career and wanting to get on television and be the next Katie Couric doesn't trump some oaf, some kind of, like I said, some Uncle Fester, some 7-foot-tall lurch who's got lecherous desires, saying that kind of crap to your face. You can spin on your heels and walk out. Yeah. That's what I don't get, man. I do not get that. I would tell them if I was a girl to, you know what, and then report it immediately to whomever, and or shut up and take it and just say, okay, this is par for the course.
Yeah. Are you a regular Fox News watcher yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I watch some of the stuff in the morning after a heavy news cycle on ClashDaily.com. By 5, I'm tapped out, and I'm watching hunting programs and Big Bang Theory and binge-watching stuff over at Netflix and Amazon.
Okay, hunting programs. So, yeah, you do a fair amount of hunting yourself then?
All over the world, man.
Really, what's the biggest animal you've shot and killed?
From a weight size, I've hunted dangerous game, brown bear and lion and Cape Buffalo, but from a pure weight size, it's the eland's the biggest antelope in Africa, and they're over 2,200 pounds. But
hunting a bear, how close do you get to the bear when you're shooting at a bear?
This one was on a barren beach, and we came in on a Zodiac and got on the beach, and he was right in front of some real thick Devil's Club and alders, and we were on a barren beach, and we could only get about 190 yards before he started getting very suspicious of us, and I let the air out of him, hit him in the heart. I think, and we got it on video, I think he expired in 3 seconds, maybe four.
Wow.
And an old boar. He probably weighed 1,500 pounds.
Jeez. Yeah, you don't want him to get too close. Doug Giles, founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. Find him there, ClashDaily.com. His latest book, a coloring book for college crybabies. Hey, Doug, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Michael. Stay around.
Yep, and that is it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.